Authorities confiscated a weapon found near Highland School Monday morning. According to the Highland School District, the administration was made aware of a possible weapon on its campus. No threats were made towards students or staff, and authorities resolved the situation quickly and without incident. The student in question cooperated fully with officials. The school did not report that any students were taken into custody or penalized in connection with the situation. Multiple arrests have been credited to Operation Relentless Pursuit. On Monday, deputies with the Howell County Sheriff's Office, working in coordination with Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force officers, executed multiple arrests in Howell County. The joint operation resulted in the apprehension of four individuals wanted on various felony warrants. Richard Crabtree was arrested on a Howell County warrant for first-degree felony property damage, bond set at $5,000. Michaela Brotherton was arrested on a Howell County warrant for felony tampering with a motor vehicle. Her bond was set at $10,000. She was also arrested on a West Plains Police Department no bond warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. Billy Greer was arrested on a Howell County warrant for felony stealing a motor vehicle. Bond set at $5,000. He's also being held on a Shannon County warrant for possession of a controlled substance with a bond of $25,000. And Tiffany Shannon was arrested on a probation violation on original charge of felony possession of a controlled substance, bond set at $10,000. She was also taken into custody on a warrant issued by the Missouri Department of Corrections, Probation and Parole District 13 for failure to report and failure to report new address. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a man from Van Zandt. Monday, 45-year-old Brandon Coble was arrested on a Douglas County warrant for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,500 cash only. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office also reports the arrest of a man from Ava. 44-year-old Travis Wells was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon. Wells is set to be arraigned on September the 24th. A man from West Plains faces several charges after his arrest on Monday. According to reports, a female told police that her boyfriend, Dakota Hansen, had been destroying property and was under the influence of a controlled substance. The woman told authorities that Hansen refused to let her and her children leave the residence and that he poured bleach on the bed while she was sitting on it with her infant son. Hansen allegedly told police that the incident started after an argument over TikTok videos on his phone. During a search of his property, an officer discovered a plastic baggie containing 14 small blue pills, which Hansen identified as Xanax. Hansen is charged with first-degree property damage, possession of a controlled substance, second-degree endangering the welfare of a child, and fourth-degree domestic assault. Hansen was taken to the West Plains Jail. The Baxter County Sheriff's Office reports three felony arrests on Tuesday. 44-year-old Faye Smith of Mountain Home was arrested on charges of two counts of third-degree assault of a family or household member and second-degree criminal mischief. Her bond was set at $1,395. 39-year-old Amanda Maggart of Noel, Missouri, was arrested on charges of possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of a Schedule 5 or 6 controlled substance, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. 43-year-old Kelly Yacklin of Norfolk was arrested on charges of residential burglary, third-degree domestic battery, two counts of third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, second-degree criminal mischief, and public intoxication. Her bond was set at $10,000. All three were taken to Baxter County Detention Center. 1,470 members served by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's Pineville substation will experience an outage on Thursday night. The outage should begin around 11 p.m. and end by midnight. It is necessary so that the co-op personnel safely may perform maintenance inside the substation. Affected members received an automated call to the number in the home field of their electric account on Tuesday morning. Members can call the NAEC office at 870-895-3221 for more information or to update their contact information on file.